Blog Talk Radio.
Again, and welcome to another episode of Financing Your Business Today. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Our topic today is managing your business reputation online, how to fix it. Our special guest today is Richard Gorman, Chief Marketing Officer at Reputation Changer. Is it Changer?
That's correct, Tim.
.com. Okay. If you have any questions, we invite you to call in at 347-324-3460, 347-324-3460. When you call in, we ask you to turn down your radio to prevent feedback. And if you have a question, just dial 1, and we'll patch you straight into the studio. This show is also can be downloaded on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome to the program, Rich.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tim.
Great. I guess just to begin with, kind of tell us about yourself.
Sure. So I'm the CMO here at Reputation Changer. Come from a background in online businesses and got involved with Reputation Changer about 2.5 years ago during its infancy. And since then, we've seen the reputation management space go from a relatively small space to a $1.5 billion annual business that's projected to grow to $5 billion by the year 2015.
Wow.
So, Yeah, we've grown explosive growth phases, you will.
What is the biggest challenge, the issues that you run into a company? I know that it is with this technology today, you get pros and cons with it, but it's really, really hard to kind of manage a reputation between reviews and different sites. And I mean, you have over 100 social media sites. You have over hundreds of local directories. How can a company manage all that information and to control their reputation?
Well, that's a great question, Tim. And, you know, really, a reputation changer or any reputation management company, if you will, the focus is on Google, Yahoo, and Bing, which really takes up the majority of the search market. And mm-hmm. a reputation changer, one thing that we look at is change in algorithm. So I'd say the biggest challenge is that Google changes its algorithm over 600 times a year, okay? And that's on average. So that's up to approximately 2 changes per day. Some of these are very subtle changes. Some are rather large, such as the Panda update, where they made article marketing pretty much irrelevant, and a lot of the article sites from eZine Articles to Bukissa or Zimbio lost their rank. So the greatest challenge is really chasing the tail end of the algorithm and constantly altering your strategy so you can effectively manage someone's online reputation. At our company, we practice white hat SEO, and what that basically is we view the search engines as allies, not enemies. So we just look to create permanent value to the searchers and value in which Google, Yahoo, and Bing are going to look at our sites and assets we create for our clients as highly authoritative and rank them above any other listings that may already exist for our clients, especially negative listings.
Okay. So, for example, when you say white hat, kind of tell us the audience what is a white hat or a black hat, so just in case they don't know.
Certainly, Tim. So there's 2 different ways to practice reputation management, and at the end of the day, it comes down to SEO, which is search engine optimization for the audience who may not be familiar with it. And it's just looking for ways to take assets, whether it's an online social media profile, a news article, or some other type of piece of media and rank it in the search engines. There's 2 different practices to rank. One's white hat, other one's black hat. As I mentioned, white hat SEO practitioners view the search engines as allies. We look to follow the best practices of the search engines and just create enormous value for searchers so that Google, Yahoo, and Bing would naturally want to rank our assets above the assets of potentially harmful listings that are appearing for our clients, i.e. a ripoffreport.com listing or negative listings from Yelp. A black hat practitioner views a search engine as the enemy, and they look to figure out ways to defeat the search engines. So oftentimes they'll create programs that will trick the search engines into ranking their assets higher. And the challenge with this, Tim, is that on that approach, when the search engines, for instance, Google hires and brings on really the top engineers in the world, okay, when Google discovers that these listings are you know, basically populating their search engines and they're really going against their best practices, they often penalize these listings. So the short-term gains that black hat practitioners may provide their clients often turn into detrimental factors in their clients' online reputation because, really, at the end of the day, Google's engineers are the smartest engineers in the world. And there's a spam team headed up by a gentleman named Matt Cutts. And all day, every day, this team is looking for any black hat SEO method used out there, ways to potentially penalize that. And when it comes to reputation management, what happens, Tim, is if there's a black hat practitioner or one of these small companies in the space that's based overseas, many of them are in India, utilize one of these inexpensive tactics, what happens is kind of the reverse effect. So a client may see some positive movement in their online reputation and, you know, some assets that would overrank or outrank, if you will, the negatives. But when it gets penalized, the negatives come back usually in stronger positions and are much harder to move because the search engines have basically recognized that keyword as a keyword that's getting spammed, so they're paying paying closer attention to it, and they're not ranking things as fast. Does that make sense?
Yes. So, for example, just you mentioned a couple of websites like Yelp and Ripoff Report.
Mm-hmm.
One customer can just go everybody's human can go there and just put something on Ripoff Report, and it comes to the top page. It comes to the first page.
Mm-hmm.
How has Google taken that, for example, if you got a Ripoff Report that comes to the first page and some other sites comes to the first page, are they viewing them more positive, or you have to actually counteract that, if that's making sense?
That does make sense. So Google looks at every site and bases it off of page rank and the authority of the site. Sites like Ripoff Report are seen by Google as authoritative sites that add value to consumers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even though, as we all know, many times the postings that are placed on Ripoff, I'd say more often than not, are false, defamatory, and oftentimes egregious. These listings, although are by Ripoff Report's the laws that it's under, they don't need to remove these listings. They can be completely libelous, absolutely defamatory, and posted completely 100% anonymously. And within seconds, Google, since it views Ripoff Report as such an authoritative site, will actually rank this listing pretty quickly to the top of the search engines unless that person already has authoritative listings for their name. For instance,
okay. If
you were to look at Apple, okay, Apple has received tons of positive publicity, okay? Every site that's ranked for the key term Apple computer, okay, is seen by the search engines as authoritative and adds value. You could go ahead and put a Ripoff Report out on Apple, and chances are it won't rank within the first 20 pages. And if you take an average Joe or a lawyer, we have a lot of clients who are lawyers, doctors, small business owners, even celebrities and professional athletes, okay, that haven't been receiving consistent publicity, okay. When a Ripoff Report goes out for these types of clientele, it will quickly rank unless they already have authoritative listings showing up for their names online. And that's what we look to do. So it's not only to basically suppress any negatives in a reactive approach, but we also take a proactive approach on campaigns to give our clients full control of page one SERPs for the keywords that they're most interested in. And we do that by just putting forth extremely authoritative content through multiple vehicles online.
Okay, and these authoritative vehicles, are, will they be like articles, or will it be on certain sites, or how do you guys wrap your hands around that? Because now you're battling the negative sites like Ripoff Report and Consumer Reviews. So you just create more positive things and on authoritative websites for it to become higher, or...
Well, absolutely, and let me give you a little more visibility into our process.
Sure.
I think one thing that Reputation Changer prides itself on is giving our clients radical transparency into what happens behind the scenes.
Okay.
So there's a number of vehicles that we utilize that outrank these negatives, one of which is PR Newswire, MarketWire, BusinessWire, and we have 10 other newswires that we work directly with that will feed information into the Associated Press. We have a content division team that's domestically based and vertically integrated. Our content creation team, our basic requirements are a minimum of a bachelor's degree in English or 5 years industry experience in journalism, okay? So what we do is we write content that's original, highly compelling, and put together in a way so that it will rank authoritatively in the search engines. We call it spoon-feeding the search engines. So one vehicle we use is the Newswires. We have a network of over 400-plus PR5 bloggers that we work with. Depending on the client's vertical, we'll create guest posts on these blogs. These blogs are seen as extremely authoritative, and we have the ability to moderate them based upon our relationships. And it's an ever-growing blogger base. We also look at about 2 or 3 dozen social media profiles. And, of course, everyone's familiar with Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, okay? But we work with a lot of other social media profiles that are not quite as known, such as Ning.com. If you guys Google Michael Vick, the first listing for Michael Vick is Ning.com. It's a highly authoritative social media profile that takes consistent work to put together. We also own our own media outlets. So we own distribution. We own news websites. I can't give you the names of the sites for confidentiality purposes, but we have news sites that are PR5 plus that we can create articles for our clients on and syndicate them out through multiple channels. We have a number of other methods as well. We create exact match domain names, so this is a great way to rank online. So, for instance, client's name was John Doe. Okay, we would look to register johndoe.com, .net, and .org. Those are typically as exact match keywords, seen as the most authoritative in the search engines. And then from there, we'll create multiple variations. John Doe blog, John Doe online, might do a .com or a .net. And we have a server infrastructure that's multinational. So we have domestic servers that are spread out so that search engines will see our sites as independent, one site per server. And then we also take our sites international. So that just kind of hits the tip of the iceberg. Article marketing, we do a little bit. We scale back considerably based upon the updates in the search engines. There's still a few article sites that we work with, though, that are seen as authoritative. We have direct relationships with the actual media, which is pretty exciting, working directly with the Associated Press or working directly with, online newspapers, if you will. It just expands from there.
Wow. So, that's a lot of information. So even when you get a customer who have really bad press, maybe in a media outlet, not a media outlet, for example, a retailer who has a lot of negative publicity, how long does this normally take in order to for this process to work? It would take months or weeks or...
That's a great question, Tim. So really that brings up the point of our approach. A lot of firms out there in the space have a templated-like approach. It's like, okay, well, here's this client, and he falls under this template, or here's another client, and he falls under this template. Our approach is completely custom-tailored to each client situation. We've had situations where, we deal with doctors. We're used to sites like Yelp.com or RateMD.com as negatives. And we have pretty much an approach that's templated that we customize for that client. However, dealing with multinational brands, we are working with several, one thing that we look at is their exact needs. Okay, so for instance, if it's a car dealership and we're working with a very prevalent one with over 3,000 dealerships, this client needs to have every dealership basically full control around the reputation and monitoring from a national to regional to per store location. So what we're going to look at for these clients is we're going to put together an action plan that's based on their specific needs and run an entire analysis. Sometimes analysis takes a few hours. In more difficult cases, or if you will, larger cases, it's going to take several weeks. And we're going to put together a strategy to after doing a very thorough analysis, to literally go in and outrank all of these negative listings with several contingencies, okay, if then else. If all of a sudden they receive new negative publicity, we have an escalation plan ready, okay, whether, say it's Saturday the news releases, that same day, because we work 7 days a week, we'll put into play our escalation plan. Say, for instance, they're receiving, you know, an attack from the Associated Press. We have a media blitz strategy escalation plan we put into place to basically bunch up this media into Google search results as being seen as just massive media, and then, you know, basically sandwich that media and push it off of the pay, you know, the search engine rankings for our client. So it really, you know, it depends on these clients' campaign.
Okay. And for example, I think the worst case scenario that you had, you kind of employ that same plan. It came out on the weekend, and you decided to go ahead and do your contingency plan to try to get the negative information erased. I don't know if it's a celebrity or a business or something like that. So you always have those plans in plan. So in event that you do have to market it, then you have that all ready to go.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. Any particular cases? I know you mentioned the car dealerships or that a story that you have without identifying who it is or a business. You talk about a couple of strategies, but can you talk about one of your case studies that you're proving the information out?
Sure. So if you guys go to reputationchanger.com, we have a case study section. I'll go there as well right now.
Okay.
So for the case studies, we use pseudonyms to protect our clients' identities. But let's take a look at case study 2, Direct Marketing Incorporated. Okay.
Okay.
This is a client that had received a ton of negative publicity. There was litigation. Additionally, they had basically come under attack from a few prior employees that were disgruntled. And this between the negative publicity and the lawsuit they received, on the first page of the search engines, there was listings from the case which they had happened to settle. It was approximately, I think when they came on as clients, it was a year or 2 years prior they had settled the case. And they were looking to move forward under the same brand. The biggest challenge for Direct Marketing Incorporated was that they were, every time they tried to acquire a new customer, they were holding their breath wondering, is this customer going to search for us online and see, you know, the negative listings that were published by our former employees? Are they going to see the negative listings from, you know, a lawsuit in which we settled with the government years ago, right? So literally in a few months' time, we were able to take these listings and repopulate the first page of their SERPs with positive information. And it was a 4 or 5 month campaign. And at the end of that period, we had suppressed all the negatives off of page one. And there's actually a slideshow to give you an idea of what this would look like visually. So in the first month campaign, you'll see the slide. We have the negative listings. And then as you slide through, you'll see, and we actually put forth the assets, some of the assets that we work with, okay? For instance, ppc.org, or we created a site, it would have been directmarketinginc.org that we started to rank. I may have seen a listing from TechCrunch that we had published. So at the end of this campaign, what it basically looks like is a lot of these sites that we're actually listing on here are sites that we work with. So, you know, basically at the end of the campaign, we were effectively covering the first page of Google with our listings. and they're seen as extremely authoritative.
Okay. And that total campaign took a couple of months or just took a few weeks?
It was a several-month campaign. So in this case, we were looking at, I believe it was a 4 to 5 month campaign. And then what we did was, I believe with this client, we moved this client into a maintenance program where we were just doing some basic maintenance on a monthly basis. The way our company operates is very much so Web 2.0. We don't have any contracts. We literally work on a month-by-month basis so that our clients will see the performance and they're not binding themselves into something that, hey, if 2 months down the line they're happy with, you know, where we've suppressed these negative listens to, they can stop. And if we ever need to continue maintenance, we can do so at a later time. So we just, you know, really every client's need is different. Their financial situations are different. We're a rather expensive company, if you will, in the space. Say that our service is the most expensive service in the reputation management industry. But it really, at the end of the day, we work on thin margins. So we allocate a ton of resources to each campaign. Some of our clients were able to deliver full suppression within the very first week or two, depending on their situation, and depending on the negative listens that are showing up. So, for instance, old media articles, old stuff from the news, we're able to quickly outrank this with our media blitz strategy. But some clients with like highly authoritative blogs have had thousands of comments on them. You know, these listens take longer to suppress because we have to create content that's more authoritative. So, you know, average lifetime campaign for suppression is 3 months, just to give you kind of a heads up. But we always look to underpromise and overdeliver on campaigns.
Absolutely. You mentioned Web 2.0. Can you explain to the listeners what is Web 2.0?
Sure, absolutely. So I guess it's kind of a theory. Web 2.0 is looking at things as more of a, you know, what's in the best interest of the consumer or the client. Let's make it easy to do business with our company. Let's not create, you know, these 2-year contracts and try to enforce these contracts through legal and you know, put our clients into a bind. So it's really our strategy, Web 2.0 versus Web 1.0. Web 1.0 SEO, reputation management company, we look to sign clients on to a 1-year commitment or a 6-month commitment. You know, and if 3 months into that commitment, that company is not performing, it's really, you know, the client doesn't have recourse. They're bound to a contract. So it's just diametrically opposed to our background. We have a lot of experience in the performance marketing industry, and we know that at the end of the day, if we cannot deliver results to our clients, we're not going to be able to keep their campaign. So that's why we work on a monthly basis, assign account reps to every campaign, provide full levels of transparency. For instance, we have a client backend that we've custom created and developed where clients can literally, say you have 30 brands or just one brand. Anytime anyone uses your exact match name across over 400 social media profiles, Google, Yahoo, Bing, and even smaller search engines, you're alerted almost immediately. It's within 5 seconds. We're also able to track all of the listings that we've created, all of the assets online. Basically, our clients are given full visibility into everything that's transpired on their campaigns. And we just think that that's paramount to the client so that they can understand, you know, what's really happening. Because at the end of the day, you know, a reputation is your life and it's your livelihood, right? Mm-hmm. And I think Warren Buffett said it best, you know, a good reputation takes 20 years to build and 5 minutes to destroy. And it's, you know, a lot of our clients, or almost every single one of our clients, trades on their reputation, i.e. a doctor, okay? Imagine how devastating it is for a doctor's practice to receive a complaint from a dissatisfied client or someone that's been unreasonable and just go out there and absolutely say devastating things about this doctor's practice or things that are humiliating or tarnishing to this doctor. And, you know, this gentleman, you know, spent, you know, his entire life going through school, you know, working on his career, helping people out. And it's this one negative thing that's happened to him is now – you know, really it's showing up in the search engine results and it's killing his client base. All of his clients are reading it. you know, they're engaging on that comment. They might leave more comments. It just causes a trickle effect. We've seen brands go out of business. It's terrible because really in 2012, your business card is your Google reputation, right? And if you have a terrible Google reputation as a business, we've seen companies, you know, with major chargeback and refund issues because clients are looking up information about the company and they see something that's horrific and they're like, oh my God, this is terrible. I'm running to the, you know, to my credit card bureau. I'm charging back. I'm filing a complaint with the Better Business Bureau when that listing was done completely anonymously by a competitor in the industry. And it's just totally egregious. I think that one thing we should hit home on, Tim, is these complaint sites. So can you call up ripoffreport.com and have them remove the negative listing? That's a question that we receive quite often. Can you contact this like complaints board or Piss Consumer or any of these sites and have them remove the listing? And the answer is no. Can you sue them? No, you can't. Sure, you can sue them, but you'll lose. Do you know why, Tim?
Why?
Because of the Communications Decency Act. There's federal law out there that protects every major forum from having to remove negative listings or defamatory or libelous content. Literally, this law that was passed in 1996, it's called the Communications Decency Act. If you go to ripoffreport.com, there's a link that says, do you want to sue us? Click here, okay? They've won every single case. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. They've won every single case that's been brought against them. There's been dozens of cases, with the exception of one on a minor technicality I think they had some trouble with. But every you know case regarding you know removing listings or what have you, they've had thrown out in federal court because at the end of the day, they are not held liable to remove these listings. If you find out who the perpetrator is, sure, you can sue that person. You can get a judgment against them. But still, the actual complaints board is not legally bound to remove it, i.e. Yelp has a class action lawsuit against them right now because literally Yelp.com is destroying businesses. It's a threat. It's a real threat. And there's consumers every single day, business owners contacting us asking for help. And they're like, can you put out positive reviews on Yelp for us? Can you start, you know, putting up positive reviews? Okay. So some companies offer a service to do that. The bottom line is that Yelp has an algorithm that they've updated that basically takes any new positive listing, okay, and flags it as spam, okay, until they manually go through and approve it. And rarely can you get positive listings on Yelp. So all these companies that are, you know, reaching out to people to try to put positive listings up, it's a real problem. So the only way to control that animal is to suppress it. And, we just don't attempt to – it's kind of like negotiating with terrorists. It's against the U.S. policy. It's against our policy to attempt to negotiate with these anonymous complaint boards because at the end of the day, we know the law, and these companies make millions of dollars from these negative complaints. Do you know how, Tim? Ad revenue. They sell advertising space. So the more people they drive to their site, they're paid on a CPM, cost per thousand impression basis. So it's a disinterest to them financially to remove these negative listings because these negative listings drive traffic to their websites. That traffic is paid for in forms of CPM advertisements. So they make millions of dollars off of destroying people's lives. They know exactly what they're doing, and at the end of the day, a company needed to come forth that had one goal only, and that's to give clients or give individuals and businesses full control over their online profiles so someone doesn't just wake up one day and out of the blue start putting forth defamatory information. And that's why our company was brought about.
Wow. So in closing, anything else you would like to add about your company? I know you have a 60-day guarantee. Any other type of besides not having a month-to-month contract, anything else about your company you want to share?
Yeah, sure thing, Tim. So, you know, we believe that if you're the jack of all trades, you can never be the master of one. So our philosophy here, we only do one thing here. We don't sell marketing programs or search programs. We do one thing and one thing only, and that's focus on giving our clients full control of their online reputation. With that laser focus, we've been able to come ahead of the pack, and by our peers, we've received a number of accolades. And really, at the end of the day, we're very passionate about what we do. We're constantly updating our processes, and from sunrise to sunset, our team's working on this. I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to talk about our company. I mean, we have an A-plus rating with the BBB, never had a complaint filed against us to date. We take great pride in our services. We offer brand enhancement programs where we can give clients full control of their online reputation to enhance their brands. And we suppress negative information. We do proactive campaigns. A lot of our clients, before they launch a new brand or before they get involved in a big business deal or, a whole bunch of publicity, we'll cover their online profiles to make sure that they're controlling their results and they're delivering the message that they want to deliver. We have identity protection plans where a client may have an issue with their personal information showing up online. A lot of our wealthier clients, they have like listings that show like how much their house is worth or how much money they invested in a project. This is personal and private information. So we'll create a number of profiles using their name that are fictitious, populate them online, and suppress the personal information. So we do a number of things, but at the end of the day, we really just do one thing, and that's give our clients full control of their online reputation.
Wow. So, and to contact your company, contact you, what is your website address again?
Sure. It's reputationchanger.com. And our toll-free 24/7 contact line is 800-269-7984.
Okay. And repeat that again?
800-269-7984. And our website is reputationchanger.com.
Okay. Great. Well, I really appreciate you taking your time today to talk about your product. I mean, it's amazing. We learned a lot today how to control it. But I really appreciate you coming onto the program, kind of sharing your information about your company. And, again, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate the opportunity, Tim, and thank you as well. And if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to us at any time.
Great. I really appreciate it. Again, thank you for the listening audience. This has been a production of Apple Capital Group. Again, Richard Garman, Chief Marketing Officer with Reputation Changer. Thank you so much, and you can reach out to him, and his number, again, 800-269-7984. Thank you again, Rich. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tim. Take care.
Okay, great. Thanks. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This show can be downloaded on iTunes, also Podfeed and Podcast, or Blog Talk Radio. You can also get this on Blog Talk Radio / Apple Capital Group. Thank you for listening, and have a great day. Another production of Apple Capital Group. Take care.